Shalom Bracha, welcome Rabbi Yisai, welcome everyone. We're learning Dirshu Mishnah Ruin Simin Dalid Sif Chav Beis. This is Shin number 15. It's Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Bekudei Parshas Chazak. It's Rosh Chodesh Adar Beis. Today is the Aleph, the Rosh Chodesh of Adar Beis. March 4, 2022. Bez Hashem, we're coming back now from the Dirshu World Siyum last night. And tremendous chizik, and the most important part to take out from this siyum last night is to make sure we all learn more and more of Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Brura. The Mechaber tells us, "Im ein loy mayim," we're discussing halachas and tilas yadayim shachris. If you don't have water, and we discussed the two reasons from the Rosh and the Rashba as to why do we wash our hands in the morning. So the Rosh said because in the morning, you're going to daven like the Kohen. Kohen goes to daven, and he washes hands by the basin, by the kior, the parshas we're learning now. So too, we're going to serve Hashem. Avoided tefillah, shmoneh esrei, is like the karbonis. So we're going to serve Hashem, you have to wash your hands. That's the rush. The Rashba says, we are a bria chadosh, we're a new creation. A new creation, you wash your hands. Now, there's a third reason, which that is of Ruach Ra. Ruach Ra is this evil spirit that rests on our hands after we wake up in the morning. So a person is like he's a little like dead when the person's sleeping. And then the Shama part of it goes up to Shemayim and it comes back. That impurity rests in the hands. And then you have to wash three times consecutively to remove that Ruach Ra. The Ruach Ra does not warrant a bracha. You cannot make a bracha if there's Ruach Ra. You can only make the bracha if the reason of the Rosh or the Rashba. The Rosh, once again, because I'm going to daven only in the morning. You only make the bracha in the morning, only once a day. Not, you should wash your hands from Mincha. You should wash your hands from Maariv. But not with the bracha. Okay? Then, when it comes to the Rashba, like we said, because you're Briya Chadosh, a new creation, that's one of the two reasons as to why you make a bracha in the morning. What happens if you don't have any water? You don't have any water. Says the Mechaber. That's our discussion right here. Im ein loy mayim. I'm not so creative. The Mechaber did it for us, right? Im ein loy mayim. If he doesn't have any water, says the Mechaber in Sif Chav Beis, he can yado yodov bitzror oy beofar oy bechomidi demenaki. You should wipe your hands on anything that you can clean your hands with. On the table, he says a tzror, a rock, or an offer, like in the dirt. When you say dirt, it means like the earth, right? Or anything that could clean your hands. You wipe your hands on something that could clean your hands. If you don't have any water. Not so common for most of us every single day, but that's the halacha. Now, what's the bracha you make? The word netila is to take. Al netilas yodayim. You're taking the kli. Okay? Are you taking a kli when you wipe your hands on the table, when you wipe your hands on the wall? You're not taking it. You're not taking the kli. So maybe you should make a different bracha. So the Mechaber says, yes, you should make a different bracha. What's the bracha you should make, says the Mechaber? Al nekius yodayim. You should make the bracha, Baruch atu Hashem, lekinim lecham Hashem, kidushon, mitzvayis, mitzvano, al nekius yodayim, for the cleanness of the hands. Not netila, says the Mechaber. V'yoyil letfila, this will help you to go daven now, because you don't have any water. Avoloy lahave ruach rosh alein. But this will not help to remove the impurity of the Ruach Ra on your hands. Now we discuss when you get water, you should make sure that was the end of Sif Yud Ches, number 18. We discussed that when you do get water, you should still wash your hands. You should still wash your hands even after you daven because you have to remove that Ruach Ra. There's a discussion which we'll get to shortly if everyone agrees whether or not you should make this bracha al nekiyus yodayim, or even if you don't have any water, you should still make the bracha al netilas yodayim, because the mice, that's the bracha that was established to be made, and maybe you shouldn't deviate. You don't have water, okay. I'm sorry, you don't have any water, but still make the same bracha. So we'll discuss that shortly. The Mishnah Berurah says in the bottom of the page, Sif Katan Nun Hei, number 55. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, if you do have water, so you have to make sure you use some water before you daven mincha. Before you daven Maariv, even if you don't know if your hands are dirty, so you say, "Well, my hands aren't dirty." No, you're going to daven. That's a hachon, that's a preparation for tefillah. You're going to daven. What about a bracha? So he said, no. Va'anetila yeh bloy bracha. The netila, the washing for mincha, the washing for marav, is without a bracha. Ki loy tiknu bracha kim b'shachris k'disa b'simen zayin sif aleph. A bracha was only established to be made when? Only in the morning. Only shachris. Im ein loy mayim. What happens if you don't have any water? Yeshu ayimad edinoi k'hocha v'yinake b'chol midi d'minaki. So some say the halacha is like we're learning in the Mechaber. You wipe your hands, b'chol midi, and anything, d'minaki. Minaki is lashon nikoyin, cleanliness. And anything that can clean your hands. Pen mudbak b'hem eze davar. We're number 55 in English. Pen mudbak b'hem eze davar. Maybe some schmutz. Maybe as a davar mos or zuama, some schmutz or some sweat was on your hands. Now you wiped it off, so now you could go daven. Sivkot nun vav, yikaneach yado v'afilu hayu meluchlochim bevaday. Kigoyin she'asat tzrach v'kinach gan kein mahani. So the Mishmur tells us another chiddush now. The first case we said you're not sure if your hands are dirty. It helps just to wipe your hands on the table. Helps to wipe your hands on your pants or something that can clean your hands. What happens if you know for sure? You just use the bathroom. You just use one to the restroom. And you have no water. Right? Sometimes you go on a bus, make it practical, you know, it's coach buses. Oh, he's so excited. Oh, there's a bathroom on the bus. You go and there's no running water. Right? They're supposed to have running water there, right? But the water's not working. And then you see they didn't leave any of those wipes, those moist wipes.
Wipes are used for in any circumstance.
Any depends. In this case would help. It would help in this case, sure. Right. So but even if you don't have the wipe, so what are you gonna do? So you're gonna wipe your hands on something else, on your pants. Excuse me. And then he says, even if you use the bathroom and you wipe yourself. Okay, so we're not saying that there's dirt on your hands, because dirt, if there's actually right. some excrement on your hands, it's not going to help to wipe on your pants. That's not. Yeah. Don't do that. Okay, let's be chacham, right? That's not going to help. But we're saying even if you did use the restroom and you did wipe yourself and you don't have any water, so what are you supposed to do? So what you're supposed to do is it's going to help to wipe your hands on anything that will clean your hands. Okay. G'gon she'asat tzrach v'kinach gam kein nahani. The Ein L'Kaman, rather, take a look later on. In Simon Tzadi Beis, Kamet Tzorech Lachzor Achamayim. In Yitzhak Hashem, we get to Hilchos Tefillah. Simon Tzadi Beis, chapter 92, will discuss how far does a person have to go traveling in the direction he's going or backwards to get water. Okay, we'll see how serious that is. Sifkot Nun Zayin, wipe your hands, be'ofar, in earth and dirt. Or you clean your hand in a dry towel. So take a tissue. Always good idea to eat a toiva, to have some tissues in your pocket, especially when going on a bus. In that case, make sure you get those little moist wipes also in your pocket. Okay. But it will help if you use even a dry tissue. That would also help. Vida, you should know. The nikoyin, this cleanliness, kaven shu oimid b'mokam mayim. Sorich lenako is kol hayad, bein gaboy or bein toichoy ad perek. Ubedyevet dayad soiv kishvis boisav. Avol loy kimoy shnoig in eiz anoshim shemenakin raik roshes boisay. So he says, this cleanliness that we're talking about. If you have water, clean your whole entire hand. The fingers, the palm, the inside of your hand, everything, up until the perek, up until your wrist. And he says it's wrong what people do. So what do? Just the tips of their fingers. We're not even talking about achrayin, I'm talking about you using the restroom. Okay? Just wash the tips of it's incorrect, that's wrong. And then you go daven, that's incorrect. I'm not talking germs here, that's a different issue. Okay? So then the discussion is like this. What's the bracha you make? What's the bracha you make? So the Mechaber says you make the bracha nikiyus yadayim. However, the Mishur brings here, he says, Yesh oymen the gamba zem avarichin al netilas yadayim. He brings him the gra in the Shulchan Aruch. It's also mashmak sas from the Magen Avraham and the Prima Gadim that you could still make the bracha of al netilas yadayim, even though you didn't use water. However, he does conclude mikomakom kol achreinim loizozim ipsakas Shulchan Aruch. He says here that the levush, the derech achayim, the arzus achayim, the chayi adam. Here's our chayi adam. I brought it in special for today in the next siman. They all say no. Follow the approach of the mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch, and make sure you make the bracha al nekiyas yadayim when you don't have any water. Any questions for the Sif Chaf Gimel? Okay, so hopefully we're totally clear.
Just one more question.
Sif Chaf Gimel, like tiknu netilas yadayim elo lekriya shema lo tefilo. Ava brocha is the shachas yoch lavarech koidim netilo. The Mechaber says that netilas yadayim, to wash your hands in the morning, was established for Kriya Shema and for davening, Shemona Esrei. That's why it was established. But the brachas of Shachris, technically, you can Yochel Levarich Kodnotil, you can technically make these brachas before you wash your hands. Ella Imkein Hu Yoshin Al Mitosoi Oroim, unless he's sleeping in his bed without clothing on. Shaz Osla Haskas Hashem Ad Sheyinaki Oysom. Then he can't mention Hashem's name until he cleans his hands, because the assumption is he touched the covered part of his body. Well, he touched a part of his body that would technically be covered if he was wearing clothing. Now that's the understanding, right? Says the Mishra Sifkat Nun Test, number 59, Kaidin Natila, the Stam Yadayim Dahainu Shein Yadea Im Heimul Chlachim Einan Psula Is Lavracha. So there's a very important rule over here. The principle is, person about to go make a bracha. He wants to eat a cookie. He wants to eat an apple. Do you say it to go wash your hands because you're about to say Hashem's name? So the answer is no. We don't say, hands move around, so maybe I scratched my head and now I'm going to go say Hashem's name, so I have to go wash my hands. No. That's what he says here. The stam yadayim, hands in the regular scenario. She'eino yedeya im hei miluch lochim. You're not sure if my hands are dirty or not. Einam psula is lebracha. They're not possible. They don't create an invalidating scenario that I cannot make a bracha. The kosher came with divrei Torah. Even more so, you're permitted to learn Torah. We don't naturally assume a person touched a covered part of his body. You make a bracha on fruit, and you don't need to wash your hands. Vein tzarech netilas yadayim. Sifkan samich arum, she'oz mistoma yodu mitunofois benegiyaz beisa storm. So when the person is sleeping without clothing on, or even now, let's say the person's hot and he takes off his shirt and it's under the blankets, it must be a very common, practical possibility that he'll touch a part of his chest, scratch himself. So that being the case, before he makes a bracha, what does he have to do? He has to wash his hands. Our garments that the neck area is opened, he says, even if you're wearing pajamas, it's very common if you could get to, I don't know what kind of clothing you can't get to your chest, but you might, while you're sleeping, scratch a sweaty part of your body. And then, therefore, what? You cannot make a bracha until you, once again, wash your hands properly. So he says that this whole discussion we're having now, that you'd have to wash your hands if you went to sleep, it's only if you went to sleep in the shnas keva. So your question, we're probably going to, right? Yeah, very good question. Very good question. What does it mean, sleep? I give you an example. It's never in the gay. It's probably hard to, it's probably, you can think it's a bad example. Let's say a person falls asleep out of shear. Right?
That never happens.
Never happens. Person falls asleep out of shear. Do we assume that he touched a part of his body and now he has to wash his hands for that? So that's not a shnas keva. We hope it's not. It's not. It's not a real sleep. He didn't sleep only for a half an hour, right? A person goes to sleep for a shnas keva. We discussed, let's say, a little more than half an hour, and he's on his couch. He's on his bed. So that's when discussing here, he has to go wash his hands. But just the person dozes off a few minutes, puts his head down at the table. Let's say he wants to get a little chizik, and he puts his head down at the table, and then he gets up to continue learning whatever he's doing. Cat nap. Takes a little cat nap. And then when he wakes up, he doesn't have to go wash his hands. It's a 5-minute, 10-minute nap. But just a little nap, there's no status quo that he touched himself anywhere that requires to wash his hands. And then his hands have a status of regular hands that are kosher to learn Torah and make a bracha. But he says here, Raklet filo, when it comes to go davening, if he goes to daven, if he took a little nap, it sounds like he's saying here, he should go wash his hands. Okay, but to make a bracha, to go on Torah, he does not have to. Sifkan samach aleph, we're finishing now here with Sifkan samach aleph, simen dalid. So he says that El Imkin Yoshin Al Mitosai Aroim, Shaoz Oslaskas Hashem Ashinaka Oisam. If he's sleeping without clothing, then he cannot make a bracha until he washes his hands. But Sroiris Bachomidi the Menaki, if he doesn't have any water, so he'll just once again, Sroiris are pebbles or anything that can clean his hands. Uadin Lutaira, also blow any coin, so too, if a person is in a situation when his hands are not clean, he cannot learn Torah either. So also, he should wash his hands, wipe his hands on the table or something like this, if he has no water. Take a look at the Prima God. Even if he has water, even if he has water, it's sufficient for to regards to making brachas, and it's sufficient in regards to Torah. With any amount of cleanliness, just to wipe your hands. From the as well, that even if you have water, when it comes to Torah and brachas, you want to make a bracha, you want to eat an apple, and there's no water right next to you, so you can wipe your hands in your shirt, and then you can make the bracha. That's what he's telling us.
It's after what? Sleeping, you said.
Well, no, even not sleeping. Let's say the case is here that. He's saying, let's say he doesn't need water. The case is, yeah.
Oh, but he went to the bathroom.
Well, he says here he was sleeping in his bed, or let's say he went to the bathroom, there's no water, right? So you wipe your hands, and your hands are, on anything to clean your hands. And you're good to make a bracha, ashi yotzer, you're good to make a bracha on your apple you want to eat.
How about the
daven? So if you have any water to davening, if you don't, you could do that also.
Let me ask you
let me just finish one sentence and then we'll take the question. But you want to take a ruach ra, this is I think the fourth or fifth time that the Mishnah says ruach ra, you need water. Ruach ra, you need water. Now, if you have water, it's appropriate to be machmir. So you say, I'm not such a machmir person. I want to share with you a story I heard last night. Just last night, hot off the press, from one of the Magidi Shurim, from one of the Sheshivas last night. I think it was Rav David Shustel, once again, or Rav Hillel David. I don't remember exactly. They said a ma'isa, a yid went to Rav Yashiv, Zechet Zavtel Vracha. He went to Rav Yashiv, he asked him a question, if it's tefillin, about the tefillin, if it's kosher. So he said to him, Bidiyavit is kosher. And then he sees the yid, makes a big smile. Okay, Bidiyavit is kosher. So Rabbi Yashiv looks at him and says, you're happy that your tefillin kosher Bidiyavit? And you can go on like this? Bidiyavit means if you wore it, or if you have no choice until you get it fixed, you're going to live your life a Bidiyavit, not lechatchila? Right?
Wow.
That's that. He says when you're learning halacha, we have to, that's what I was saying, you have to change. When you're learning Torah, we're here to change. We're here to say, Every step of my way, I'm here to be an Eved Hashem. That's what it is. I'm here. Hashem governs every movement I make. I'm here to serve Hashem. I put in my right shoe, put in my left shoe. Everything I do. You want to, you know what? So he says, if you have water, if the water is around, even though you can't suffice with just washing, you know, rubbing it, right? But roi lahachmer, if there's water accessible, b'yesh lemayim. Begin a new simon hay. Simon hay, easy to remember the topic of discussion here in chapter 5, because hay is Hashem's name. And we discuss here kavonos habrochis, the kavona of the bracha. This is so extremely important because when you make a bracha, don't just say baruch atah Hashem lekeinu. No, we'd be thinking, we connect ourselves to Hashem. So what is the kavona to have? Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, yichavein bebrochis. Perish amilus. Step number one, know what you're saying. And if you don't know what you're saying, take out a sefer, take out a sitter, learn it. Listen to a shir, shiurim. Kishiyazdi Hashem yichavin perush kriyosoi ba'adnus, shu adoin hakol. When you are making Hashem's name, yichavin perush kriyosoi, you should have kavano. For Lashon Adnus. Adnus means Hashem is the master. Shu Adoin Hakol. Adoin Hakol. So let's work like this right now. Baruch Ato. We're not going to focus on those words right now. Focus on Hashem's name. Baruch Ato Hashem. What's the Kavana? I just said Hashem's name. Adoin Hakol. Hashem is the master of everything. Imagine a person says a bracha. And it shouldn't be just imagine. It should be a reality. Person says a bracha 100 times a day and is injecting inside himself this reality. Adoyim HaKol. Hashem is the master. Hashem is the master. You know what happens? It propels him to fulfill the mitzvahs. It pushes him in the direction to be an Eved Hashem. As opposed to, he makes 100 brachas a day and he says the bracha so fast, he's already almost finished the food before he finishes the bracha even. Okay? There's no feeling, no connection, there's nothing going on. And that's just Adoin Hakol. V'yichavim b'ksivosoi b'yudke vavke shehoyo v'hoive v'yeh. Then there's another kavana. There's another kavana. He says also b'yudke vavke shehoyo that Hashem was past, v'hoive Hashem is present, v'yeh Hashem is the future. Past, present, and future. Uvaskiru elakim, that's step number one. That's Adoin HaKol, that's Adnos, Aleph Dal Nun and then Yud, and then also Yurke Vavke. Aleph Dal Nun Yud is Adoin HaKol, Yurke Vavke, Hashem is Hoya, Hoyve Via, past, present, future. Uvaskiru elakim, when you say Hashem's name of Elohim, the midah of Elohim, of Din, of justice, Yechavein Shehu Takiv, Takiv Bala Yechilis Bala Koyches Kulam, that Hashem is the power of everything, Baal HaYecholis, he is the one who is doing everything in the power of over everything. Says the Mishmar Sifkot and Aleph. Perish Amilos, Kimoy Shomru Chazal, as Chazal tell us, Shlo Yizreik HaBrocha Mipiv, a person should not just, says the Lashon of Yizreik, Brocha is that he shouldn't throw the Brocha from his mouth, El Yichavim Be'ez HaMir, but rather have Kavon when you say it. V'yivorech V'nachas, and make a Brocha b'menucha, with ease, slowly. V'zeh loshen l'chasev chasidim, sim memvav. Says the Sefer Chasidim, k'shu noitel yodov, the person washes his hands. Oy shim avarich ala peiros, either he makes a bracha on the fruit, oy ala mitzvahs, or a bracha on the mitzvah, hashkuris v'fi kol odom, that are common, people know, yichavin liba l'shem, boiroi, asher hifli chazda imoi, should have kavana. Should have kavana. L'shem bayroi. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher hifli chazdoi. That he did this wondrous act of chesed with this person. With each and every one of us. V'nosom lo ha'peiros. That Hashem gave us the fruit. You ever taste a delicious mango or orange or apple that you, mamish, you like that fruit? Don't take it for granted. Appreciate that fruit. I remember I was once in a place that you could take fruit off the tree. Literally, fruit off the garden. You take a fruit off the tree, and they say, you can make ha'etz right there on the spot, right? Oranges don't grow on the shelves in the store. Oranges grow on the trees. And you can make a bracha on the peach right off the tree. We don't live in a world like this today. You know, we live, it comes off the shelf. Doesn't grow on the shelf. We have to remind ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. Oy ala lechem, on the bread, lehonis mehem. V'tzivonu ala mitzvahs. And also Hashem commanded us on the mitzvahs. Rav Tzadik says, in Tzidkas HaTzadik, that when a person makes a bracha, Hashem k'dusha mitzvoysa v'tzivonu, he's injecting in kedusha inside of himself. We say, kodosh, kodosh, kodosh. The holy ones bless you every day. When we say we are holy, intrinsically holy, because we're kodesh from our kodesh baruch hu. We have a shalom alakim. Besides for that, you add more kedusha. You say asher kedushonu b'mitzvoyse v'tzivanu. Says Reb Tzadok, you're adding more kedusha inside of yourself. Wow. That's who we are. V'tzivanu ala mitzvus. V'lo yasek kodem ha'isa dover b'minog. A person shouldn't just, yeah, okay, I say it, I don't say it, this and that. And the person who just does mitzvahs at a rote, Hashem gets very angry. Hashem's anger. Chora, we said in the Tehillim, we said chora is an internal anger. Af is an external anger. On this nation, the Sholach Lono Biad Yeshaya Omar Yan Kiniga Hashem Azeh Befiv Usvalsav Kibduni Believe Uricha Kmimeni. They honor me with lip service. With lip service, you know they have this thing that by singers. Are singers really singing, or is it that they're is it being recorded by someone else? It's not really them. So we come to Hashem. Are we doing? Is it us or is it not us? Is it lip service? And Hashem gets very upset because Hashem says, I want to have a connection with you. I want to have a relationship with you. And you throw the brach out of your mouth. Sivkot in Beis. So when you read Kriyot Soi is be'adnos. When you read the bracha of Hashem's name, it's Alef Dal Nun Yod Ki Hashem Anichbad VaHanei Ro'os LeKroisa Kiksovay. We're talking about Yud Kei Vavkei rather. Right. Yud Kei Vavkei. You cannot say it. Now I'm not going to say the first word, but they have the blank witnesses. That's the word you cannot say. Okay? That's the word you cannot say. People should know that, right?
They probably get it wrong anyway.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true. But we don't want to say that, okay? The osulu kroisa b'kikosa, he cannot read it like the way it's written. K'moish amr chazal, ha-hoigas Hashem b'oisi yosef, ein lechelek leilam haba. One who says the words the way it's written, then he has no share in the world to come. El etzorich lekroisa ikilu ha-yakosu of Hashem alif dal nun yud. But rather, he has to pronounce yud kei vav kei the same way he does adonos, alif dal nun yud. Okay? The same way he would pronounce Aleph Dalet Nun Yud of Hashem's name. So too, we call it Adnus, Adoin, right? So too, that's how it's pronounced, the Yud Kei Vav Kei. V'gam b'nekudas Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, d'haino ha'aleph b'chatov patoch, aleph b'chatov patoch, avoloi b'patoch levad, now which is patoch by itself, oi b'shvo levad, v'hadalet b'choylum, and dalet has a choylum, the dot on top, v'hanun the comments, and nun has the comments, underneath it, v'yad yeshayud shetei nikeres yofe, and make sure you emphasize the v'yad yeshayud shetei nikeres yofe. Emphasize the yud just be recognizable.
The yud, you said.
V'yad yeshayud, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, shetei. Yeah, that's what it says. The rag b'kavon yechav l'shem havaya. In the kavona, you have kavona of havaya. V'tam hanegio hanegino hul milara. It's the syllable is at the end. The emphasis is at the end. Sifkot and gimel. Shehoya hoy veviya. Ubir agro kosav. The lefi oimek adin ain't sarich lechavin elo perish kriyosoi. The lefi oimek adin, really all you need to do is perish kriyosoi. The bechol makom hochin achar akriya. Go after the kriya, the way something is read. Ashi yeshbech haksiva soydes gedolis. Even though in the ksiva, the way it's written, you have very important soida, secrets. Levad v'kriyashma shom tzorech l'chavin gamken shohoyo hoive v'ya ayin shom. So the Gra explains like this: whenever we say Hashem's name, What is the bottom line, practical application? What do we have to have in mind? Adonai Kol. Hashem is the master of everything. Baruch Ato Hashem. Stop, wait, think. Baruch Makar Brachos, you are the source. Ato, you Hashem, you are the one who gave me this apple. Adonai Kol. Thank you. If someone comes in and gives, I always use a steak sandwich. I like a steak sandwich. Never had one in a long time. But, you know. But because someone comes in there, and it may be a little early, and he gives you a steak sandwich and a beautiful spread with coleslaw and this and that. And you're like, thank you. Where does this come from? Why are you doing this? It's amazing. He says, someone asked me to deliver it to you. Who is it? What? Oh, no, it's a secret. You have admirers, a lot of friends out there. You're like, wow, you know who the admirer is? Hashem's the admirer. Hashem gave it to us. And we have to recognize that. That's what's going on over here. But when it comes to Kriya Shema, you also have to have a mind, besides Hashem is the master, also Hoyo, Hoyviviya. So Shema Yisrael Hashem is Adonai Kol. There's a lot going on here. Yeah, take some time. And Hoyo, Hoyviviya, Hashem is past. Hashem is present. Hashem is right now also. And Hoyviviya, Hashem is also in the future. The Makim Shenichlev Aleph Dalid, when Hashem's name is written with Aleph Dalid, meaning Aleph Dalid Nun and Yud, Adnus, the Kulyama in Sarich Lechavin Elo Hu Adonai Kol. If it's written Aleph Dalid, all you need, everyone agrees, is Adonai Kol, like you just said. We'll finish over here another four lines. Im Echad Misaper Chazdei Hashem Shosu Loi. Person's praising Hashem for the Chesed Hashem did for him. Mitchil Maskos Hashem. And first he says Hashem's name. Be careful with this, because why? And he says Hashem's name, and he wants to say, you know, he really said Hashem's name. Sfarim do this more like with Hashem's name. Ashkenazim shy away from this. But, like we have a sefer called from the Mabit, Beis Elokim. Sfarim, I believe, might even say Hashem's name to it. A different approach. He says, make sure that also lahasik bidvarim, lahasik bidvarim. Don't interrupt that person. If he said Hashem's name, and he wants to praise Hashem, now don't interrupt him. Because then, he said Hashem's name for nothing. Shema mitoch kach lo yigmo dvarim, because now you interrupted him, and he's not going to finish his praise. The name says, shehizka Hashem shemayim bechinam, and what happens is, he said Hashem's name for no reason. The last point he says here, aval im roitzi lekalu shum adam, hizchul Hashem, mitzul lahafsiko shlo yigmo dvarim, velo yechter. Flip side, if a person wants to curse someone, and he mentions Hashem's name, writes the Kalushim Adam, the Hiskel Hashem, and he starts Hashem's name, stop the person, because it's a mitzvah, Sikha, Shlo Yigmar, Dvorov, he shouldn't finish his words, and he should not do an Aveira. We did not have a chance to get to the Chayaldam. Blina Eder, we'll get to it another time. I want to wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos and an Aliyah in Torah.
Amen.
Thousands and thousands of people throughout the world are learning the ways of following the halachas of serving Hashem properly through the Dirshu Mishnah Brura, and we should mechazik ourselves and others. You care about other people, right? Get them in to learn also. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
Bye-bye.